This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But come on, it's not my fault. It is not my fault. I guess a lot of you guys are traveling to Las Vegas. Woo! Yay, Vegas, baby. But apparently you guys are having some issues because of the flights. I guess American Airlines has had to cancel, I guess, about 43 flights. But I don't know if those are ones coming to Vegas. That might have been coming to Phoenix. And, you know, what are you guys doing flying to Phoenix? Listen, I love Phoenix. I grew up in Phoenix. But, I mean, it's hot. It's even hotter than Vegas. And it turns out Las Vegas has had to cancel a lot of flights. I believe Southwest Airlines has had some issues. Let me find out here. Let me find out. Everybody calm down. Calm down. I haven't been able to look at whose flights got, you know, canceled or what. I'm just reading right now that American Airlines is having some issues. But hold on. The Southwest is having some major, major heat issues. And it's hard to fly a plane in the heat. Have you guys ever taken off from a hot city? And there's a lot of turbulence. I guess Las Vegas is supposed to be about 117 degrees today. 117 degrees. All right, so it's a lot. And the National Weather Service is forecasting highs above 120 in Phoenix. Remember I told you guys there were 120 degree summers, you know, in Phoenix? And you guys are like, no, I never got that hot. You're lying. I'm not lying. It got hot. These desert cities get really, really hot. So as temperatures soar, it's harder for the planes to take off. That's an issue. And with heat comes heat illness. Now, guys, remember, if you do make it to Las Vegas, if you can reach to the Oasis, just like if you can make it to Phoenix, there are some beautiful resorts. There's some beautiful, places where there's water. You know, I remember growing up in Phoenix, there was this place called Big Surf. And Big Surf was this, like, big, you know, man-made beach with a wave machine. And it was so cool. Although, I remember there were some suction issues. And I think a kid got suctioned in. And I remember I was having some issues with the suction once when I was there. And so, it was a little scary. And I don't know why it eventually closed down. But maybe that could have been the reason. But, you know, Las Vegas, you got, you know, a lot of resorts with these automatic rivers where you just kind of just walk or just stand there and the river takes you. It's very, very cool. And then we also have waves like at Mandalay Bay and things like that. So if you can make it over here, please do so. But I understand that many of you guys are kind of upset that it's hot and your flights are getting canceled. Well, it's very interesting because I'm looking right now at Daily Mail. They say extreme heat causes changes in air density that makes it harder for planes to take off. They say what airlines do is they respond by imposing weight restrictions, such as carrying less cargo and fuel. But planes will need more speed to take off and a longer runway length to do that in extreme heat situations if the aircraft type can fully operate when temperatures hit past 120 degrees. So American Airlines pilot Shane Coffey also said that extreme heat causes some pilots to have to use more thrust. Air density, stop the giggles. Air density on a 90-degree day in Denver at more than 5,000 feet elevation is similar to a 120-degree day in Phoenix, 1,100 feet above sea level. So they say the maximum operating temperature for each aircraft type based on manufacturer data is an Airbus could only work under 127 degrees, Boeing under 126 degrees, a CRJ regional aircraft 118 degrees. So if Phoenix hit 118 degrees this week, then that plane can't take off. They say the last time the city reached 120 was 1995. There was a notorious heat wave in 1990 that brought consecutive days at 120 degrees, including a record of 122. They say, furthermore, it gets so hot in Phoenix that stores put coverings over door handles so people don't burn their hands. We do that here in Vegas. There's this Vortex something whatever company where you could put a cloth handle on. The problem is you've got to be careful because so many people touch them with their sweaty hands that they can be kind of germy. Steering wheels and car shifters are also too hot to touch when getting into the car. I can't believe my mom grew up in Phoenix with swamp coolers. They didn't even have air conditioning in the 50s. How do you do that? How do you get through Phoenix in the heat? She said it was miserable. But they had a swamp cooler, and they hung out, you know, by that. And they also would hang out with the sprinklers. They say the director of Arizona Burn Center said second and third degree burns from touching hot items are common in the extreme heat. I remember my butt getting a whooping because I would leave my crayons in the back of the car. And what do crayons do in temperatures that could very easily within a car reach 140, 150 degrees? They melt. So now, and remember, we didn't have leather in the car. You had some very cheap cloth upholstery on your back seat of the car. And so this crayon mush would get into the upholstery. So when they talk about second or third degree burns from touching hot items, I got my butt had second or third degree trauma because I got busted. Dr. Kevin Foster warned people to be extra careful around concrete, car interiors, and playground equipment. Oh, yeah, playground equipment. Do you remember as a little kid, for those of you that lived in the heat, running up to the playground, grabbing onto the monkey bars, and you know how you don't initially feel it? You know how it takes a while for the pain receptors to send the signal to the brain and for you to figure it out? I was already down two or three monkey bars, right, when I learned that that was too hot. And then you jump down and your hands are burned. It was so bad. Oh, my gosh. So, guys, try to stay cool. Apparently, air conditioning repairmen are in hot demand. If you are an air conditioning repair guy, you might want to put on some cologne because these ladies are going to be so grateful. You are going to be such a superhero. And, yeah, I remember that. I remember the repairman guy. Now, we are having some tough weather coming in. A potential hurricane that may be hitting near New Orleans and Pensacola. We'll be talking about that as soon as we get a little bit more information on that. But we are looking at some bad weather. Stay safe out there, guys. It's kind of scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of flight, Boeing says a hypersonic passenger plane is going to take flight within a decade. Woo, hypersonic. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook for Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. Blake is so easy a name to say. Blake. I love it. It's like one syllable. It's so easy to say Blake. Although, actually, Blake. Now, two syllables. Blake. Blake. Yeah, I know you're supposed to slur or blend the blah, but it's just easier to go Blake. All right. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for having Blake be with us so we could have him work the dials and threaten to shut the show off at any moment. How many of you guys like broccoli? Yeah. Well, they say you might want to start liking it because they say broccoli could hold the key to slowing and potentially reversing diabetes. Some people don't like to eat their vegetables, according to Fox News. Really? Really? Nah. I wonder why. But they say for obese people with type 2 diabetes, broccoli could hold the key to slowing and potentially reversing the disease.
Scientists used both computational and experimental research to zero in on a network of 50 genes that cause symptoms associated with type 2 diabetes. And they also located a compound called sulforaphane. Well, that's an easy word to say, sulforaphane, which is found in naturally cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cabbages. And it could turn on the expression of those genes that can cause diabetes symptoms, according to a study published in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine. They say in the study, scientists gave sulforaphane to obese patients in the form of a concentrated broccoli sprout extract. So yeah, I know broccoli. I'm really trying to enunciate on the show today with broccoli, Blake. See, I'm really trying to eat. The way to enunciate is to accent the k sound when you do it. So broccoli. They found that it improved the patient's system's ability to control their glucose levels. Oh, this is going to be good. Hold on. Let me do this. I got to make the boss happy. Okay, just let me get through this, okay? I got to make the boss happy. Okay, they found it improved the patient's system's ability to control the glucose levels, reduced their glucose production, two symptoms of diabetes that can lead to other health problems, including, here goes another cut, coronary artery disease, nerve damage, and blindness, according to the centers that, let's call it, because we need to have a hard C in there, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Whew. Okay, hopefully the boss left the studio and I'm good. Okay, yeah, see, look, I do my part. When my boss needs something, I do my job. They say it's very exciting and opens up new possibilities for the treatment of type 2 diabetes, according to Anders Rosengren, an assistant professor at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden. What are they talking about? Anyway, type 2 diabetes affects about 300 million people globally. We know it's bad. Okay, and people who have diabetes, there's a variety of reasons they have that. When they're younger and kids, it's because their pancreas, the organ responsible for making insulin, doesn't make enough insulin. Okay? So that's an issue. Or when you're older and you have insulin, and remember, insulin is kind of like the key to the door that allows the sugar to go from the bloodstream into the cell, you know, like, you know, from the hallway into the room. That's kind of what insulin does. For obese people, when you're obese, your insulin is less sensitive. Or there's something pushing against the door of the wall, right? The door, like fat. And so, you know, unfortunately, the pancreas can't regulate blood sugar levels. Too much sugar could cause you to go blind, have infections, start having neuropathy in the feet. And so, sometimes you just don't feel things at all, period. And then, God forbid, you're having a heart attack, you don't feel the chest pain. So it's not good. So people with type 2 diabetes are told to cut their sugar. Cut their breads, cut their rices, do more lifestyle changes, drink more water instead of soda pop, etc. And so the main treatment option is metformin, but not every person could take it. They say about 15% of type 2 diabetes patients have reduced kidney function, I'd say even more. And if you take metformin, it can increase the risk for lactic acidosis, an unhealthy buildup of lactic acid, which could cause abdominal discomfort, shallow breathing, muscle pain, cramping, and fatigue. They also say that 30% of patients who take metformin get nausea, bloating, and abdominal pain. So many people want to, and I got to admit, metformin is one of the best medications out there, second to insulin, for managing a person with diabetes. The problem is not everybody could take it. So they're trying to figure out new drugs. And again, always go back to nature. And looks like this broccoli extract knows what the hell they're doing. And so these scientists that are hopefully able to figure it out, apparently study leader was a doctoral student at Gothenburg, and her colleagues began analyzing liver tissue from diabetic mice. And these diabetic mice were raised on a Western diet, containing 42% fat, 0.15% cholesterol, and a Slurpee and a Big Mac every day. No, I'm just joking. Okay. After several tests, the scientists identified 1,700 genes associated with hyperglycemia, high sugar. This is a condition where you have too much sugar circulating in the blood. Then, on further analysis, they narrowed these 1,700 genes to a network of 50 linked genes that together resulted high blood sugar levels. This network became the so-called disease signature for type 2 diabetes. Now they looked at a database of existing drug compounds, and they used this mathematical model program to rank those compounds for their ability to reverse the disease signature. In other words, to turn down those genes from expressing themselves and the mouse getting diabetes. Sulforaphane had the highest ranking. So now let's see if it works. So the team ran several experiments to see if they could actually lower glucose levels with the sulforaphane, and they found that it did inhibit not only glucose production, but glucose tolerance. And so then they actually tried it in people. And over the course of 12 weeks, 97 patients with type 2 diabetes who took this concentrated broccoli sprout in powder form, which is about 100 times the amount found in broccoli, worked. However, if you were not obese, it didn't work. So for those who were obese, the results were significant, the researchers reported. They say for people with type 2 diabetes, glucose levels in the blood stay high even when they're fasting. But this sulforaphane reduced fasting blood glucose in patients by 10% compared to those who took placebo. So it's not a lot, but it definitely was something worth writing about. So what does that mean? Does it mean you guys need to eat your broccoli? I think it would help. Problem is the amount of broccoli you need to eat is not what was tested in this. And I don't want you guys overeating broccoli. Your poop would be green. All this cruciferous vegetables coming out, that scares me a little bit. So I would suggest to you all to just make sure you eat a balanced diet, get those vegetables in. And if you see a broccoli or a Brussels sprout or a cabbage, especially those real purple cabbages, eat those. Okay? As long as it's not going to affect any medication you're on, I think it's going to be good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Medical University of Vienna are testing the safety of a cholesterol-lowering vaccine. And there have been successful studies in mice. They right now have 72 human volunteers. And their shot is designed to stop fatty deposits from clogging the arteries. It would offer patients an alternative to taking daily pills to cut their risk of stroke, angina, and heart attacks. One of my listeners asked, is part of the reason heart attacks are still high is because people can't take medication. They just don't. They're not good pill takers. That would be very interesting. You know, I mean, my father did not want to take a pill. And I credit his heart attack to that. He did not want to take the Lipitor. Oh, it's going to hurt my liver. I don't want to take it. And he had some big excuse. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, that's not exactly what I said. I used a couple, you know, pieces of, you know, foul language, of course. You know, I kind of mixed it up. But, I and it's a shame. It's a shame he didn't want to take a pill. So you wonder if people have issues taking medications, is that a possible cause for people to unfortunately have poor prognoses with these? So if you give them a shot, you know, could you kind of eliminate the mistakes made in pill taking and the consistency of pill taking? They say it's going to take years of more testing to know if this treatment will be safe and effective because, again, they have to watch people for years after they get the shot. But if it does become available, it could be in 6 years' time. Here's the only thing. This PCSK9, which we have talked about now for a while, it prevents LDL, the bad cholesterol buildup. It basically allows the immune system to attack this PCSK9 that allows LDL to build up. They say in mice, the treatment cut LDL by up to 50% over 12 months. Now, we've talked about cholesterol. Cholesterol is this fatty, waxy substance in the blood. We need it. We need it for our cells. We need it for a variety of functions. Our brain needs cholesterol. Cholesterol is important. However, too much of it can cause heart disease. And the bad cholesterol is the LDL. So the liver makes this cholesterol. It makes the LDL. The LDL transports the cholesterol the body needs. But if you have too much LDL, it's going to deposit in places. Your HDL, the good cholesterol, the high-density lipoprotein, is what brings the LDL back to the liver. Going, you want to know what? This LDL wasn't necessary. We don't want it to deposit anywhere. Let's bring it back to the liver so we can break it down. That's why we need more HDL and we need less LDL. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hold on. Ooh, that was a wet one. All right, good. All right, hold on. Let me clean off the computers. Ooh, that was a bad... I don't understand what it is. You know, you're not supposed to be having... Oh, there we go. Hold on. And let me clean that, too. Man, you're not supposed to be sneezing during the summer, but I guess some people's allergies are up. You know how every time I used to sneeze, my mom would say, you sneezed on the truth. And I never understood that, but she was always talking about something and complaining about something or complaining about me, and then I would sneeze. It's like, you see, you sneeze on the truth. So if any of you guys were thinking of something and you're like, oh, is that true or not? I just sneezed. So I probably sneezed on the truth. Well, one thing that was in my mind when I sneezed is Amazon and this Whole Foods purchase. There's been a lot of rumors that people are going to be losing their jobs. And Daily Mail is reporting that Amazon may replace cashiers at Whole Foods with their new automated payment system that we talked about a few months ago, their Amazon Go type stores where I guess you walk in. I don't know if you've seen the video. It looks like you walk in and you leave and the machine picks up the scanner and it just automatically charges your account online. So you just grab your stuff and go and the store already charges you. It's a new kind of store with no checkout required. Shoppers scan their smartphones upon entrance. The system will keep track of items in a cart. And they say Amazon is looking to expand Whole Foods' customer base by making the price point more accessible. See, listen, I've been a big fan of Whole Foods. I just haven't purchased a lot of food there because it's so expensive. I remember going there once and I got one of those little baby bags. You know, we're talking not the shopping bags of the 80s. We're talking the small bags like 1960s style. It was about $120 just for a little bag of stuff. And I don't understand what I bought that was so expensive. But I remember going, you want to know what? This isn't financially feasible. And Whole Foods has been around, and they've been still doing very, very well. But unfortunately, their high-end prices are very restrictive. So Amazon purchasing Whole Foods, they're going to want to drop the price point. And because, again, they're going to be competing with other grocers. Kerman Clark, 37 years old, an employee at the Mount Pleasant Whole Foods, said everybody's been kind of joking that it's going to be robots and drones. She says it turns out that Amazon is trying to reduce prices by replacing cashiers. And Amazon refuted the reports and denied that there were going to be any job cuts in the works. Well, they have to, because otherwise there's going to be all this panic. But in order for them to do what they need to do, you know, you have employees making how many bucks an hour? The less employees you have, especially when you look at health care and Social Security costs and Medicare payments and FICA and all the other stuff, they're going to save money the less employees that they have. They say after six straight quarters of declining sales, Whole Foods tried to push back against its reputation for charging exorbitant prices by introducing stores filled with its budget brand, 365. Now, I had no idea they had this budget brand. Would I have still driven to a Whole Foods? Probably not. Where Whole Foods is in my neck of the woods, they're in areas where I don't live. And so I would not have made the drive. Luckily, my neighborhood grocery store, Albertsons, is really close by. They say Amazon will likely rely more on its private label and cut out its more expensive items in order to make the supermarket chain more competitive. They say the online retail giants could also streamline the ongoing effort to cut costs with a payment system called the Amazon Go. It's called a just walk out technology that automatically detects when products are taken from or returned to the shelves and keeps track of them in a virtual cart. When you're done shopping, you just leave the store. Shortly after, we'll charge your Amazon account and send you a receipt. Now, as a female shopper, I love that idea of technology. Okay, the other day I had to buy enemas. Many of you guys know that I have some bowel issues, right? And every now and then I either need to use a suppository or I need to do an enema. And please keep that on the down low. I've been trying to kind of keep that quiet. I'm a private person. I don't want people to know. Well, here I am at Walmart. Or was I at Target? I think I was at Target. And I didn't want them to see me buying the enema. Then the person behind me saw that there were enemas there. Okay, now I could always pretend that's for somebody else in the family, but people in my city, they kind of know who I am. Like, oh man, you need to do another enema? I thought you did one last week. I go, no, you listened to a replay. Okay, that was a replay talking about the enema that I used. I really haven't used one in a month because you don't want an enema too much. And I don't want my doctor knowing that I'm enemaizing. If my doctor knows that I'm enemaizing, he is going to be furious. So imagine if I could just buy that enema and just leave. Right? Or buy the toilet paper or the sports bra or underwear or douche or whatever and not have to sit there with the embarrassment of being at a checkout counter or somebody else looking at what's on it. Because people who know you, they look to see what you buy. You know, oh, Dahlia, is that your favorite cat food? You know, because I know I have cats. You know, oh, really? You like that makeup? Or, oh, you like, you know, it's embarrassing. You know, because, you know, you just kind of want some privacy. You know, that's why, like I said, guys, keep that on the down low, please, okay? So, I personally like that. Let me buy what I need to and then get the hell out of the store. So, Whole Foods was founded back in 1980. Its headquarters are Austin, Texas, according to Daily Mail. It has 91,000 employees. In 2016, they made $15.72 billion in revenue. Gross income was $5.41 billion, and their net income was $507 million. Amazon, on the other hand, was founded in 1994. The headquarters are in Seattle. They employ 341,000 people. Their net income, as opposed to the $507 million, was $2.37 billion. So Amazon seems to be on its way up. All right. And they are going to, there's another thing they're also going to do that I unfortunately don't have that information on. We are getting reports that they do want to have this type of dressing room in your house type of service. So Amazon is testing a new service for Prime members that allows you to try on the latest styles before you buy it with no charge up front. Customers have 7 days to decide what they like and only pay for what they keep. Shipments arrive in a resealable box with a prepaid label for returns. That's brilliant. I can't tell you how many times I buy something online, I try it on, I go, this is ugly, and I don't have the time to go back to the mailbox and try to pay for shipping in the box, that I just decide to keep it. So I got pieces of clothes that I can't even wear that I wasted money on. They say Amazon said Tuesday that more than a million pieces of clothing and accessories are eligible, and they have like Calvin Klein, Hugo Boss, Theory, Levi's, and labels that are big names at department stores. Shoppers will receive discounts depending on how much they keep. Prime Wardrobe is Amazon's latest thrust into fashion and could be another big blow to department stores like Macy's. You know, that's another thing, okay? As we are turning into a more, it's kind of weird. We're kind of becoming a more private, isolated world. Even though we have social media that is expanding that, people don't want to go out of the house. They don't want to leave the house to work. They don't want to leave the house to go grocery shopping. They don't want to leave the house to go Christmas shopping. And now people don't want to leave the house to buy clothes. So rather than driving to a department store going, ooh, I like this, going to a department store to try on clothes, and we women always fear there's a camera in there. You know, we always, I don't blame the department store for having a camera somewhere near the dressing room to make sure somebody's not stealing. But, you know, we remember seeing movies where people could see through the mirror or something. So I don't like changing in a department store. And so now you have that fear of, so now you could just buy you could have the stuff shipped to you, change in your house, go, ooh, that looks good, this doesn't, send it back. That could be brilliant. And this could be a huge threat to Walmart, who has been snapping up a lot of online clothing brands, Macy's, etc. And also there's clothing subscription services like Stitch Fix. That also charges a styling fee of $20. So basically, we're going to be doing everything through this Amazon. You know? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. These cases are always sad. A family of an Ohio teen who died last year after contracting a rare brain-eating amoeba infection while rafting at a North Carolina park has filed a lawsuit, claiming that the operator showed a conscious disregard for the safety of visitors. Apparently, Lauren Seitz, 18 years old, had visited the U.S. National Whitewater Center with her church group on June 8, 2016. According to the lawsuit, when the raft site was overturned,
She was completely submerged in the water, which exposed her to the Naegleria fowleri amoeba. Days after returning from the trip, unfortunately, she began to complain of sinus congestion. This progressed, later required hospitalization. She died one day after being diagnosed with having the brain-eating amoeba. Now, this is rare, but it is almost always fatal. What ends up happening is if the silt at the bottom of a riverbed or a pond gets shaken up, this can cause these amoebas to go higher. And then when you sink underwater, it can very easily go up into your nose. Like I said, this is rare. It's a 1 in a million chance, but it happens. Then it starts to climb up the nasal passage, find its way to the brain, and just basically sits there and stomps on the brain. They say testing at the park revealed that filtration and disinfection systems were not fit to clean the center's waters properly, leaving visitors at risk of infection. The lawsuit is seeking $1 million, names the water park and recreational engineering and planning of Boulder, and claims chlorine levels were 10 times lower than they should have been. The lawsuit also claims the Whitewater Center failed to regulate the water temperature or warn visitors about the possible danger of the amoeba. The center has not responded to a request for comment. So apparently, this is a water park that isn't a, natural water. This is water that's being treated, that's being, unfortunately, this amoeba got in there. You know, one thing that you could do to prevent is avoid going underwater, but that's always tough. You know, I was whitewater rafting and I fell in. I mean, it happens and water goes up into your nose. You could wear a nose clip. You know, sometimes we have nose clips on kids and stuff. You could possibly do that. That may help. Again, this isn't something that we test, you know, very often, but, unfortunately, you know, you could fall in, you know, and when you're talking about, you know, rapid waters, you could lose the nose clip. Yeah, you know, there have been very rare cases that have been treatable. You have to catch it early. But that rarely happens because, like you see, you know, she had some congestion and then she got a headache. So people probably thought she was just having a sinus infection, gave her antibiotics. This is an amoeba. Antibiotics won't kill an amoeba. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there another sad case that I hate to talk about, but we have to, is a California girl died while undergoing a dental procedure this week. Dileza Avila Hernandez was getting two teeth pulled and caps put on at the Children's Dental Surgery in Stockton, east of San Francisco. And unfortunately, the little girl, that we found out, died. According to Araceli Avila, my daughter was very healthy. All I did was take my daughter to the dentist because they were going to fix her teeth. And about 30 minutes later, they brought her back dead. Avila and her husband, Jose Hernandez, recalled seeing the toddler vivacious and full of life just before the procedure. The parents said they weren't allowed in the surgery room, but while waiting, Avila saw an ambulance pull up to the office. Oh, my gosh. And I stood up and went outside because I was like, they're coming for a kid. But I never thought it was for my child. The nurse told them their daughter's heart stopped, possibly from underlying heart issues. Dileza Avila Hernandez was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. David Thompson, the administrator of Children's Dental Surgery Center in Stockton, said that she had a reaction to the anesthetics during the procedure. She was stabilized before being transported to the hospital, but he did not know what caused her death. Apparently, the girl's parents were not allowed into the room due to sanitary rules. Thompson said staff members at the center were well-trained and have years of experience. And this is something that is so frightening. Okay? You know, my kids have had dental surgery, and thank God we have, you know, amazing dentists. We go to the children's dentist on Rampart and Charleston. And, you know, when it comes to these types of things, you can have the best, you can have the best team. But if somebody has, the wrong, you know, condition at the wrong place at the wrong time, that's when bad things happen. You know, we talked about this, type of, unfortunate accident that can happen on a sports field where if a ball hits a kid in the chest, most kids are fine. They're like, ow, that hurts, and they have a little, you know, a bruise. It smarts a little. For other kids, a ball hits them in the chest, or they get punched in the chest, they can drop dead, go into cardiac arrest. Because it hit them right during the, you know, electrical action potential,
disrupting it. And, you know, when you see this wrong place at the wrong time, you understand how delicate people are. You know, surgical anesthesia issues are rare, very rare, but they happen. And you just have to hope that you or your child isn't at the wrong place at the wrong time. Or, I strongly urge, you know, even though most newborns get a heart check, I strongly urge as part of the pediatric physical that an EKG, an echocardiogram, gets done. An EKG looking at the electricity and an echocardiogram, an ultrasound, gets done of every child's heart. So we don't see these rare things happen in surgery, on the football field, in sports. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hypersonic jets flying up to 3,800 miles per hour. Mach 5. Could cut journey times incredibly, and Boeing has pledged to make this a reality within the next decade. According to Boeing Chairman and CEO Dennis Muilenburg, I think in the next decade or two, you're going to see them become a reality. He admitted the firm still has to prove there are enough people who could afford tickets to make them worthwhile. There is still work to do on closing the business case to make sense for our customers, who said the firm's work on the X-51 Wave Rider would also prove invaluable. But we see future innovations where you could connect around the world in about 2 hours. Hypersonic jets flying at 3,800 miles per hour would allow passengers to dramatically cut journey times. Oh my gosh, if I could fly to New York in 20 minutes, I'd do it. They say a commercial flight from New York to Shanghai currently takes about 15 hours. At hypersonic speeds, it could take 2. NASA recently said it's seeking proposals for the development of its supersonic X plane, which plans to begin work as early as next year. The quiet supersonic transport low boom flight demonstrator, will have a much lower boom than other supersonic aircraft. And NASA is hoping to see the first flight take place 2021. I'm not going to be on that first flight. I think I'm going to wait. You know, I don't think I would want to be on the first one. What if, like, there's some bird that gets in the way? I mean, I don't know. If you were air traffic controller, okay, you need to make sure that nobody is going to come into that, you know, because right now they know, you know, with the plane speed, they kind of already have it innately, and, you know, intuitively. All right, that plane's not going to hit that one, that plane's not going to hit that one. But now you're talking about some supersonic, or no, hypersonic thing. Yeah, supersonic. All right. Lockheed Martin has been working on the preliminary designs with hopes to move on to build the demonstrator, but NASA has now opened the door for other companies to submit their own designs as well. All right, it looks cool. I mean, I think it'll look cool. Personally, I don't have the time to sit and, you know, wait hours and hours to fly, but it looks pretty nice. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to this. I'm going to be on a 9-hour flight on Thursday, and I'm going to bring my phone. I'll probably, you know, maybe if I could get onto Wi-Fi, you know, Skype you guys or do something, but it's just, I hate the boredom. And people don't want to be bored. 1-877-DOC-DALI, right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.